The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Ridbaz, who was one of the great Gedolim in the late 1800s, a little bit history, there was a sefer written, the first classic sefer of the last few hundred years, when the Talmidei HaGro made the first Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1812. One of the great Talmidim of the Goyim was Yisrael Shklovi. He wrote a sefer called Pas HaShulchan. It was the first sefer that went legamri into Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. About 70 years later, there was one of the Gedolei Hador was called the Ridbaz. Ridbaz had been a Rav in Slutsk. He moved to America in order to finance his printing of a monumental new pirush that he wrote on Yerushalmi. After trying to battle with the elements in America, trying to battle the indifference, shchita and chinuch and shmir shabbos in America, he gave up and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. But Sefer Yomav, he was a Rav for the last few years of his life in Tzfat. There's a famous story. When he went for Mesiras Nefesh to Shul, his father's Yahrzeit, Pesach Krona has a story, a very moving story about his father's Mesiras Nefesh to Izkanu. In any case, the Ridbaz, one of his things that he wrote were Hoysophis onto the Sefer Pasa Shulchan from Yisrael Shkolov. And over there, he talks about there was an issue of concern identifying Mekayim Zagdashim, which 200 years ago, because there were so few Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, there were some areas of confusion, befrat with Kibbeh Tzadikim, who's buried where and who's buried what. There was some of the Kvarim were identified by the Arizal, the Kafta Vefech, which was a sefer written in the 1500s, but one of the early Akronim, also dealt with these in Yonim. But in any case, the Ridbaz brings up an issue of concern. There was a certain amount of doubt as to the identity of the Kaisel HaMarovi. What we traditionally believe is the Kaisel HaMarovi of the Harabayis. There were those that wanted to believe that it was really the Kaisel of the Azor. What does that mean? If it's the Kaisel we learned in late Samuch, in the Daphne a few Prechem ago, that there are different degrees of Tumah which have to go out of different areas, different Machnei Sakdusha. If we look at the Kaisel HaMarovi as having Kedushas for Azorah, as being the wall of the Azorah, then one is very, very close to a place where there's a Chi of Karas. In which case, now let's point out, it seems clear that the Metzias is not that way. The Azorah is a lot further in, but some of the Cheshboinis are based on the fact that we traditionally believe that the big black stone that the Arabs, Rahman al-Salam, have, that they use as their place of worship on the Har HaBayis, Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meira, that stone is the Mochim De'Emin HaShtia. Based on that and our other archaeological considerations, we don't really believe, and it was that way even 100 years ago, that the Kaisel HaMarovi is the wall of the Azorah. If it's the wall of the Har HaBayis, the halachas that govern the Tumah and Taharah are a lot less. There's an issue of concern if one wants to be chayshish. The Briskas are chayshish. The Briska Rav was chayshish. His children was just by the Kaisel not long ago. And the Briska Rav's son, Rav David Salvechik zum Guten, Salangiyon, was diving all the way in the back, about 250 feet in the back of the Kaisel square, in the back of the huge Kaisel square. They're chayshish. Most people are not chayshish. There are those that are mahadir, not to put their fingers into the wall. There's definitely a mochon v'mahader. People want to stick in notes. They want to stick in kritlach into the Kaisel HaMarovi. So they put their fingers in. Certainly the right thing is to be mineya. But in any case, if there is some type of issue that the Kaisel is the Kaisel HaZorah, there's a problem because the wall's not straight. And at certain points where a person is standing, it could be he's really standing inside of the tchum of the Kaisel. The Chayv is standing, if you're standing in that Zohar, the Chayv, Mamash Chayv Kaisel. So what does one do with that? So this is the Ridbaz pointed this out. Again, the Ridbaz talks about that we're not really Chayv, that it is the Kaisel of Azor. It's for sure only the Kaisel HaMarovi of the Har HaBayis, in which case the issue is not an issue. It's a non-starter. Rav Eliyashiv, Marn Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal, points out in his Horus, on our, in Sefer Horus, in our Daf, he points out from what the Ravid says in Kinim. There's a Ravid in Kinim that talks about Gagin Valias. We're talking now at Sugya and Daf Pevov about Gagin Valias loin niskatshu. And this that the Gemara says, the Gagin Valias loin niskatshu, the Ravid in Kinim points out is only on the Gagin Valias that were there when they built the Beis HaMikdash. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash was built. It was built together with Gagin Valias. It was built together with cubby holes, with Gagin for storage, for different functions. Mishnayos and Tumim and Midos are full of this. As far as that's concerned, those Gagin Valias were learned in Scottish. They were deliberately left out of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah being Mekadosh the Azor, being Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash. But Gagin Valias that come later on, certainly, if they're above the airspace of the Beis HaMikdash, then they have Kedusha. If, in that case, Rav Eliyahu points out that what the Ritbaz says over there, that the reason why it's not a problem, even if we were to name on, that we're dealing with the Kaisel of the Azor, but the reason why it's Mutter, to stand right up against, flush against the Kaisel, is because, I don't know if one should not have a little bit of an aim to stand up flush against the Kaisel. But in any case, the standing there is not halakhically a problem because it's above where the wall was then. It has a din of Gagin Valios. If it has a din of Gagin Valios, it's Loi Niskatshu. The problem is that that's not a place on top of the wall, which is on top of where the Azor was then, is not in a Gagin Valios scenario that was there B'Shas Kiddush, in any case. Which means that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mekadosh the airspace above the Azor. It's not just the Azor itself that's Mekadosh the airspace above. It's only the places that they wanted to make neutral, to make outside of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, because they weren't Mekadosh those Mekaymis. But places where there was nothing there that they wanted to keep outside, they left as a straightforward Avir of the Mokum had Kedusha's HaMokum. If that's true, then L'chayit to say it's not a problem. This idea that the Gemara says Gagin Valias Loi Niskatshu is only true on the Gagin Valias that were there B'Shas Kiddush finds interesting expression in Gemara in Soite Daf Mem Tes. This is where the writing in Kinnan brings it from. The Gemara says over there that Agrippas was a Melech of Klai Yisrael during the Second Beis HaMikdash. We know there were no Malchi Yehuda in the Second Beis HaMikdash, but after the Malchi Chashmonaim, there was the position of Melech was usurped. It was given by the Romans to Hordas. Hordas' grandson was Agrippas. Agrippas was an Erlich person. He might not have been a Yid, but he was an Erlich person. He strove to be Mekayim the mitzvahs, to be Mekayim the Chacham, and to be Mekayim the mitzvahs as much as he was able to. And when it came the year of Shemitah, there's a mitzvah, the last mitzvah in the Torah, is to read the Mishneh Torah. It's read by the Melech at the close of Shemitah. It's read in the Azor. And the halacha is Ein Yeshiva B'Azor El Malchei Beis David. Bovad, the Gemara tells us in Soita, Malchei Yehuda, Malchei Beis David, sit in the Azor. They are considered the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can sit in the Azor, whereas everybody else in Klal Yisrael is not allowed to. Agrippas was not allowed to sit in the Azor. This is one of the reasons why Yerovam ben Nevat, when he became the Melech of Ephraim, the other says the Shvatim, did not let Klai Yisrael be other regular. He didn't want him to see that he didn't have a din to be able to sit Bazar. In any case, Agrippas, they made for him a bima, they made for him a big platform, and he was able to sit down on the platform. The Gemara says that it was in the Ezra's Noshim. The reason why he was able to sit is because it was Be'ezra's Noshim. Frek the Ravid, why couldn't they just say that it's in the Azor, but since the sides of the bima have a din of a mechitzah like Gagin Valias, his loin niskatshu. Why wouldn't it be enough to be matim yeshiva? So the Ravid brings a raya that Gagin Valias, shaloin niskatshu is only those that were there b'shas kiddush beis hamikdash, and not those that were built 300 years later in order to facilitate Agrippas being able to read from the Sefer Torah by Hakam. So the same is true. Look, if the wall was built up, look at the top stones of the Kaisel. Today, the stones, there are Crusader stones, there are Turkish stones, there are stones from the Second Beis HaMikdash. The floor level where we are, because of the archaeological buildup of hundreds of generations, we're standing much above where the actual bottom of the Mikdash was. The going to the Harbais is flat. Really, the Harbais was up all the way. The beginning of the Harbais is all the way down. Because if you look in by the glass, if you go inside by the Kaisel, look down, it's about 100 feet down. 50, at least 50, 70 feet down to where the actual floor of the Azara was. It was definitely above where the airspace of the Azara was. The same idea that we just said, that the Gagan Valiyah Shalom Eskash was only because they were left out deliberately of the blueprint of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash by the Anshik Nezagdala, but those that were built later on, the airspaces in the Skadish, finds expression also, the Gemara says, Mechilois, the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, the ones that were in the Skadish, the Gemara says, are only the ones that have Psuchos LaAzara, not the ones that have Psuchos LaHarbais. The ones that go into the Azara in the Skadish, the ones that are only open to the Harbais, do not have Kedushas, even though they go underneath the Azara, do not have Kedushas. Ho'azor. So there's an interesting, Reb Yitzchok Zilberstein says an interesting story where there was a shul that asked a question. They dug a, underneath, and it's so very often this hollow space, because they build into the side of mountains. It's called a chalal, Miloshen cholul, Miloshen hollow. So the same thing could be true. You could dig out a basement. It doesn't have to be dafkin in Yerushalayim. There was a shul, and they wanted to build a hole underneath the shul, in order to generate revenue for the shul. They wanted to build a hall. Some of the functions that were going to be held in the shul were not necessarily fitting for Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. The Shaila was asked whether it's right to bring such functions into the space underneath the Beis HaKnesset. It could be that it's already in the Skadish, that space already in the Skadish to a certain extent with Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. It's the wrong thing to let all sorts of events take place over there. So he discusses that the place underneath the shul, what are you going to say? You're going to say that the mechilois, the tunnels that go underneath someplace, if they don't lead into the shul itself, aren't neskadish for Kedushas of Beis HaKnesset. So he points out that's not true. Because since the place underneath the shul was built later on, so when they built the shul, they weren't not Mekadish, specifically, the area underneath the shul. Lav dafka Kedushas Beis HaKnesset, and bearing on Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, on Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, but the point is an interesting point, that the Kedusha of the Beis Knesset is chal only insofar as they had in mind to be Mekadish it. Could be that the place underneath is not Mekadish at all. If you say that it is Mekadish, then it would be a problem to thereafter use that space in a way that's not fitting for Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. Just another point over here about Loinis Kadosh Aliyas V'Gagin. Rav Eliyashu Zatzal, in his Ha'oris over here on this daf, brings a Tshuvas HaRashba that says that Hod Loinis Kadosh Gagin V'Aliyos is only by Kedushas HaAzor. But Yerushalayim, even the airspace far above Yerushalayim, is Niskadosh V'Kedushas Kedushas Yerushalayim. Pashtakasha, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara talks about Gagan Valiyas not being the Skadish, but the Gagan Valiyas Yerushalayim, the Gabi, they had to eat Korban Pesach, any place in Yerushalayim. This Kasha is asked by Gdele Echrem, Dor Klaner, Dor Samech, and Hulus Beis Amchiro. And Rav Eliyoshev answers that the issue that the Rashba is talking about is not the same idea as the Gemara. What the Gemara is talking about is that when there's Gagan Valiyos, those places create a hefsek and they're not part of the place that's underneath. The Gagan Valiyos that were above Yerushalayim are not part of Yerushalayim because it's hufsak from Yerushalayim. That's true, Heim Legabi Kedusha Yerushalayim, that's true, Heim Legabi Kedusha Azor. The airspace might be Kaddish, but when you're in a enclosed booth above the airspace, you're not in the airspace Yerushalayim. It's considered a hefsek and mechitza. So there is no Kedusha of that place, both Benegeh Kedushas Yerushalayim, both Benegeh Kedushas HaAzor. What was the Rashba talking about? The Rashba was talking about something else totally. The Rashba said that this airspace is Kodesh Bechlal. The Rashba says is only a concept that's true on top of Yerushalayim. When we're talking about Yerushalayim, over there, the space of Yerushalayim was in Skadish Ad Rum Shemayim. It's not only until the top of Mechitzes. Yerushalayim has Kedushas Yerushalayim going up until the sky. Kedushas Ho'azorah is only Miskadish to the height, the uppermost height of the Beit HaMikdash. He points out in Rabbi Yashiv, that's how, that if somebody were to fly a plane over the Har HaBayis, and this could be again, if they fly a plane over the Har HaBayis, there's no violation of going up to the Har HaBayis. The airspace above the Har HaBayis is not considered being in the Azorah. The Kedushas Azorah only goes until the top of the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash was quite tall, but past that height, there is no Kedushas Azorah. Are you going to ask me that we just said it is a Hefzik? See, we have an important halacha called Oil Zoruk. Being in a building, a oil that's stationary is mafsik, that you're not going to see the part of that area outside. Oil Zoruk, and oil, a protective covering, which is in motion, is not considered mafsik. Going in a plane is not a mafsik, legabi being above the space above it. Where did the shayla come up? The shayla came up in something much more practical. Some years back, when El Al travelers discovered from the flight plan that the El Al planes were leaving Eretz Yisrael going, I think, over the Beit HaKvaros in Cholon, maybe someplace else, and there was an uproar because Kehanim are not allowed to go over a cemetery. Either in an oil Zorach Leshme, or going in an airplane. There were those that wanted to use an Eitzah to go in a box on the airplane. The box is stationary. It's only the airplane that's moving, not the box. So being in a box for those 11 seconds, well, it's so practical. You can't put whole families of Kehanim into boxes. So eventually they rerouted the flight plans. They had to change a few things around with the GPSs. But over there, it's a real issue. So flying over the Har HaBayis is not a problem, because the airspace above the Har HaBayis is not a Kaddish. But if you'd be in a plane, if you'd be in a Goodyear blimp over Yerushalayim, over the year Atika, you'd be allowed to eat Ma'is Hashanim. Ma'is Hashanim can only be eaten in the walls of Yerushalayim. That would be considered as having the Kedusha of Bein Acharon Yerushalayim, because the airspace Yerushalayim is in Skadish Ad Rum Shemayim. That's the Kavan of the Rashba. It has absolutely nothing to do with being in Gag and Valiyah, where the Gag Valiyah is a mafsik between the place of below and the place above. And that's what our sugya is talking about. It's not talking about whether the airspace is in Skadish or not. So these are some of the halachas that are negeh. Again, not much of it is negeh, but the flying over the Har HaBayis is certainly something that's been asked in different connotations, different, mostly by religious soldiers serving in the army. And that's halacha. The Rashba says that flying over the Har HaBayis is not considered being on the Har HaBayis itself, because the airspace above the highest point of the Beis HaMikdash is not Miskadish B'Kedusha Suazor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.